Chapter 9. It started snowing after Mr. St. John Rivers left. It snowed all night and all the next day. Mr. St. John Rivers came to see me the next night. He was covered in snow when he knocked at the door. I let him in and sat him by the fire. He didn't say anything for a while. He took a letter out of his pocket and read it. 20 years ago, a poor vicar fell in love with the daughter of a rich man, Mr. St. John said. They got married. Her family threw her out. 2 years later, they were both dead. They had a daughter. She was sent to live with Mr. Reed at Gateshead. When she was 10, she went to Lowood School. She became a teacher. She went to Thornfield to work for Mr. Rochester. Mr. Rivers, I cried. I know, but let me finish. Mr. Rochester asked to marry the girl, but he was already married. The girl ran away from Thornfield. People have been looking everywhere for her. A lawyer put an advert in the paper to find her. He has news for her. It is a strange story, isn't it? He said. Do you know where Mr. Rochester is? How is he? What is he doing? I asked. I don't know. The advert didn't say. He was probably a bad man, he said. No, he wasn't, I said. The girl was called Jane Eyre. I wasn't sure it was you until yesterday, Mr. St. John Rivers said. Where is the lawyer? I asked. He is in London. You haven't asked what he wants you for, he replied. Well? I asked. Your uncle is dead. You now own everything he did. You are rich now, he said. I am rich? I was very surprised. Yes, you must go to London to see the lawyer, but then all the money and houses are yours. £20,000, he replied. I didn't know what to say. Wait! Why did you tell me this? I asked. I was named after you. I am St. John Eyre Rivers, he replied. You are my cousin? I asked. Oh, how happy I am! I cried. You are happy we are cousins, but not that you are rich? He laughed at me. I have a family that I like. Of course I'm happy. Write to Mary and Diana. Tell them to come home. We will share the money. £5,000 each, I said. You don't need to give us your money. We are your family. You don't know what £20,000 can do for you, Mr. Rivers said. I don't care. I don't want to get married. I want my family to be taken care of, I said. We will have to close the school, he said. No, I will teach until a new teacher comes, I replied. He shook my hand and went home. It was almost Christmas when the money had been given to all of us and we were all settled. I lived at Marsh End with Mary and Diana. St. John lived by his church. He didn't spend much time at Marsh End. He liked being a vicar. Mary and Diana asked, "Does he still want to be a missionary?" "He does. He is going next year," I replied. "What about Miss Oliver?" Mary asked. "She is marrying someone else." After Christmas, Mary, Diana and I went back to learning. There was a new teacher at the school. I went to visit the school once a week. St. John asked me to give up learning German and learn Hindustani instead. I agreed. St. John taught me. I wanted to make him happy. I hadn't forgotten Mr. Rochester, though. I couldn't forget him. I still loved him and wanted to be with him. I wrote to Mrs. Fairfax to try to find out how he was. I got no reply. St. John pushed me to be better at Hindustani. I never thought of saying no to him. I couldn't say no to him. I waited for a letter from Mrs. Fairfax every day. When a letter came for me, I was very happy. But it was a letter from the lawyer. I was so upset, I cried. St. John tried to calm me. We went for a walk together. We sat looking at a small waterfall on the moor. Jane, I want you to come with me to India. I want you to marry me, he said. I knew he didn't love me. I could go to India and help him, but I knew I couldn't be his wife. No, I can't marry you, but I will go with you to India, I replied. But if you come to India, then you have to marry me, he said. No, I won't, I said. St. John was angry with me. Later, he didn't say good night to me. I asked him to forgive me. He said he would, but he wasn't my friend anymore. It was not nice living at Marsh End with him for the next few weeks. He was cold to me all the time. Diana asked me what had happened, and I explained what had happened. St. John went away for a week. When he came back, he asked me to marry him again. I said no, and he was even angrier than before. You won't marry me because you love Mr. Rochester, he cried. It was true. He went away again for 2 weeks. When he came back, he was nice to me again. He was going to London to get ready to leave for India. He asked me to marry him again. He acted like he loved me. He talked to me gently. He hugged me, and I felt like I was ready to marry him. He told me to pray. I have been praying that you will marry me, he told me. I will pray about it, I told him. I closed my eyes. I heard Mr. Rochester's voice. It was calling me. I ran out of the house looking for him. There was no one there, just the dark on the moor. I went to bed and locked the door. I prayed about Mr. Rochester and St. John. Then I went to sleep.